This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
The NBA could have owned the night last night.
They totally could have. Rich and I were talking about that off the air.
There's a sense of, I guess, wanting the continuity of starting all the playoffs at the same time, but they could have thought of something to be like, hey, you know what? Start the middle seed games and give the one seed a day or so. That's the advantage, right? But you're right. With nothing on yesterday, really, the NBA could have started the playoffs and people would have been excited. You could have started the playoffs without that final play-in game.
Before I started watching Mandalorian and was angry about Jack Black and Lizzo, you know, again, I was watching the Yankees. Game was over early. And I wasn't glued to it, but I was watching it. We'll explain. But no NBA playoffs, no big games were on. I was just pacing around my house on a Thursday night, like getting angry at how dirty everything was. You ever go through that? I felt like Ren from Ren and Stimpy. There's dirt everywhere. I was just so angry. Well, the Yankees were sucking it up, too, so I started getting really mad about that. I hated Jack Black. I started hating everything in my way.
You're predictable.
So I started cleaning the house all angrily like my mom did when I was a kid. So I was just so mad last night. That's what I did. There was nothing fun to watch. No sports. No NBA. So I figured I had to angrily
rage
clean up. Rage clean.
He rage quit.
Yeah, Thursday
by the way,
night
Danny,
was my rage clean. Like, you sit around all day, you couldn't have picked this up. It was one of those. It was one of those nights.
I know when Covino gets in these moods. Yeah. It's usually when
but you know what? Stuff gets clean.
When I know Covino has a free minute, or let's say he doesn't have his daughter that day, or his girlfriend's out and about, and he will start sending nasty text messages about things aren't getting done. And he starts rage cleaning. You stir.
Yeah, and that's exactly because there was no NBA, and that's exactly what I was thinking.
Why don't they have a game tonight?
And as they say, yeah, the idle hands are the devil's workshop, whatever that means. But I was bored. I had no NBA. The Yankees were getting blown out. I was hating Mandalorian. I'm like, this stinks. So I had to clean up.
You were hitting everything.
And I called it the angry. You know what, Danny G? My mom would do that. She'd be playing, like, you know, music, and then you wanted to stay out of mom's way if she got into cleaning mode.
Angry clean?
Flashback on Friday. If mom busted out the cleaning supplies, she's wearing those rubber gloves. I mean, you better find somewhere else to go. The angry, but that's
when
how
my
you
mom
get things
does
done.
That, you can't go anywhere. She's got the carpet stuff on the carpet.
Don't you move, Joel!
She's got the Comet in the tub.
Oh, the Comet sizzling and simmering.
She's got the toilet full of Comet pine saw.
Yeah, you don't know if you could use the toilet
because
there's
anything.
Comet in there.
The dishes is full in the sink.
You can't walk anywhere. Yeah, wet floors.
Yeah, I pulled that move last night.
I can picture you being the kid that stepped in your mom's dirt pile, peed in the Comet. You probably did all this.
I did all
He peed in the Comet.
I know. I got yelled at for it all the time, and now I'm the guy getting mad about it. That happened to me last night. Why, though? Why? No NBA.
You said it 10 times, I know.
Yankees.
I think the NBA is not your concern. I think it's Covino's the guy, and I wanted to pose this question. What is your pain threshold for when your team is getting their ass whooped? Like, if you're a football fan, and it's 21-0 in the first quarter, I'm not saying you turn the game off right away, but at some point you got to say, yo, today's not the day. I'm just going to get aggravated.
By the way, I'm about to agree with you.
Okay.
Because in a big way. And I think the rest of Fox Sports Radio Nation is going to have my back.
Because I feel like you're the type of guy that always watches no matter what. If my team's losing 28-7, hey, it's 17-3, fourth quarter. And that's even close. I'm quick to say, not the day. Let's move along. If the Lakers are losing by 20 in the fourth quarter, I'm probably going to call it a night. If the Mets are down, I have a rule. If a grand slam can't tie the game and it's past the fifth inning, I think it's time to check out. Yankees were losing 9-0 in the first inning last night. Didn't the Twins go back-to-back-to-back?
Back-to-back and belly-to-belly.
Please tell me
they were hitting bombs. They were losing.
Please tell me you didn't watch.
11-0 in the third inning. Yankees were losing 11-0 in the third inning.
At what point does Steve Covino, who's already bored, you're angry cleaning, there's no NBA on, clearly you're not talking to your girlfriend or daughter or anyone, you're just pacing the house by yourself.
Girlfriend was working, my daughter was at her friend's house.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it. I was like, there he is.
Yeah, I was sitting around sliding around in my angry socks, wearing holes in my socks, because I'm just sliding around on the floor cleaning up, mad about, well, the Yankees are out of it, but I did watch. And that's my point. You can't just be a fair-weathered fan. That's when you miss the greatest moments in sports. You watch for these moments to see if they could come back. You don't just tune out. What kind of fan are you?
I agree.
You're only watching when they're winning.
I'm a time management wise fan.
Yeah, but you're tuning out of what could be the greatest moments that people actually live for. If you're watching a prize fight, and the guy you're rooting for is losing. You just shut it off? You shut off because, oh, this isn't going to... No, because you never know. He could have that comeback win.
It's sort of different because everyone's got
that puncher's chance.
Everyone's got a puncher's chance.
Everybody's got the puncher's chance. And if that were to happen, those are the moments we remember and we talk about. And that's why, deep down, we all watch. To watch these memorable moments.
It depends on the team, though, right? Because I'm a Tigers fan. We won last night. Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
But...
3-1 over Toronto.
When it's the Yankees and I see they're down early, I just believe that they're going to come back.
That's the other thing. Hey, you can't be projecting because your team stinks. And when I say you, I mean the collective you, not just Rich's Mets or whoever he's rooting for. When you got a squad like the Yankees.
Was that a diss?
Yes.
Of course
it was. It wasn't even a sneak diss. It was a blatant diss. When your team is the Yankees and there's superstars in that lineup, I don't care if IKF is pitching to close out the game. You know, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa was in there, but look, Rizzo hit a few bombs to end it. You still believe that with that lineup, they could turn it around and come back. All right, maybe not in the ninth inning when you're down by 10.
When it's 9-0 in the first inning, I bet the Ranchi on Franchi that the Yankees are not making a comeback. 9-0. At that point, if I were you, I'd say, oh, you know what? Sucks. I'm going to watch something else. Or, hey, you know what I'll do? I'll go to the gym. I'll mop the floors. I'll take a walk. Even
Franchi Cordero had no hits yesterday.
Yeah.
It was just, one of those terrible games.
That's the question, man. If your team is down, what is your threshold? Now, some like you, and maybe Joel would say, yeah, I'm watching no matter what. Here's my strategy, and I feel like I nailed this. Let's say the Mets, I'm a Mets guy. If you're a Dodgers guy, Pirates, Twins, whoever the hell your team is. If you look at the box score, and you're on your way home from work or something, you're like, man, 6-0 in the second inning? Ugh. I'll check on my phone a little while later. Then if I see a sign of life, I go 6-2.
To me, this screams a fair-weathered fan. To me, it just screams that you can only pay attention when your team's winning. I just don't get this behavior or mentality at all. You can't keep it on.
I can't.
What takes precedence over that?
Peppa Pig or Bluey or something my kids want to watch.
Keep the game on your phone? There's so many ways to listen or watch.
Don't you want to engage? Like, all right, baseball is an everyday thing.
It brings me joy. Even when they're losing, there's a comfort and a fun that I seek. A fun that I seek.
There's a fun pleasure, that I seek.
A pleasure that listen I receive from having the game on. I look forward to it all day. I'm not just going to shut off because they're getting blown out.
Yeah, I think that's the right approach. I'll stand by it. Those are the times where you do things that you know, you prioritize something different. Hey, right. Kids, you want to go outside and throw around
that's
the...
That's when you're angry, clean your house, I guess, but
play,
you can do both.
Want to play wiffle ball with your kid in the side yard? Just do something different. I can't imagine keeping a game on.
877-99 on Fox.
When your
if his team is getting blown out, Rich is checked out.
I'm out.
Just wait till Rich's kids figure it out. It's like, Dad was great last night.
Yeah, because the Mets
are... The Mets lost.
Yeah, the Mets are losing 7-1 in the fourth. That's why we played Connect Four.
Yeah, but you missed the greatest comebacks.
We played Hungry Hungry Hippos for an hour. Yeah, because Scherzer got wrecked.
Amazing comebacks and come from behind wins. That's what we talk about and we live for as sports fans.
Yeah, but it doesn't come
so
out of
I can't
nowhere,
imagine that
buddy.
Fox Sports Radio, you know, on their way to work right now is pointing like, you know, I agree with
no,
Rich.
Rich is
that's
right.
Fair weather behavior.
He's a smart time management
no,
guy.
That's like you're really not that invested if you care that little.
But if
opinion.
You're watching the Dodgers. So if you're watching the Dodgers game and they're down 7-0 in the fourth inning, you turn that bad boy off. And then you know what'll happen? If let's say Max Muncy hits a 3-run home run and they're sort of back in it, you know what you'll get a text from one of your buddies like, oh, you watching? And then know what you do? You go to Twitter and you go, Max Muncy. Oh, there's the home run. Oh, pretty cool. All right, let me turn it back on. They're in it now. You got too much time on your hands if you're watching a 9-0 ball game.
A character flaw, to be
no,
honest.
No, not a character
like
flaw.
It is.
I think if you're watching a 9-0 game, do you need a hobby? You need to go do yoga like Spot or something.
Fair-weathered behavior.
Do it.
Whose side are you on? How do you feel about it? If you just joined us, Brito, Johnny Brito, he just looked like butt cheeks last night. Not the nice ones. He just didn't have it.
Looks like some flat ones.
Yeah, some real flat deflated treaks. And Minnesota came out strong, hitting bombs. Again, it was 9-0 in the first, 11-0 in the third.
Hold on.
Yeah, I was tuned out. But again, with that sort of mentality. Like,
when do you leave that game?
What if you're at the game?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you're at that game, are you staying? Are you making it to the seventh inning?
Yes, absolutely.
I've left in the third inning.
Yeah, but that's just a sign you're like Mr. Hyperpants. That's why.
I've been to a Mets game.
It's all your nervous energy that you can't just sit there and enjoy it.
I went to a Mets game where they were losing. I'm pretty sure it was one of those like couple times a year disasters. Like it's 10-0 in the third inning. I remember I was like, fifth inning. You guys ready to call tonight? Everyone I was with was like, yeah, it's 10-0.
I couldn't disagree with you.
You would
more.
Just sit there and watch your team
yes,
suffer?
Yes, because I look forward to it. It doesn't mean I like it. Doesn't mean I like the loss. I like the feeling of having the game on.
Don't you think these people need to be told when to stop drinking? I mean, like, if you didn't cut them off in the seventh, they would have like, one more,
hello.
Two more.
Yeah. We had that bozo on our show. The guy who ran onto the Dodgers
and
field
proposed to his girl, yeah.
Remember he got pummeled by security?
Yeah.
He got laid out.
Ricardo and Ramona, the guy that was...
Ricardo Juarez, right?
Yeah.
He proposes to his wife, but they were kind enough to tell us the story right here on Fox Sports Radio on the Covino and Rich Show.
What was the first thing Ramona said?
The first thing they said is they were plastered. Mm-hmm. They were drunk.
Yeah,
they were pre-gaming and they drank too much that night. So he just ran out there. It wasn't something that he thought out. He ran out there on the field.
He was trash.
Put himself in danger. Got pummeled on live television. And it's all because he was trash. They all were.
But that didn't happen at the game. There were videos of them pounding fireball shots on a bus to the game.
But I'm sure they were drinking at the game, too.
Well, you know what, Spot? I'll just say
just saying.
But when you're in the stands there at Dodger Stadium, especially the outfield, people are drinking $22 beer as if it's water, like one after the other. Like you see people chugging it and spending their mortgage payment on alcohol. Right. And you know, and I get it because
by the way, Danny G, those tall boys are like 20-something bucks each.
A sporting event in Los Angeles, and you could probably say that for some other major cities as well, it's like a concert atmosphere, and drinking is a big part of it. I get it. But if you're going to speed up the game, then you got to adjust your sales.
I'll say this. One of my favorite sayings someone told me years ago was that when you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else, right? Like, think about work, right? Hey, can you pick up some overtime? You're saying yes to the overtime work. You know what you're saying no to? Time with your kids or your wife or your friends. Hey, you go out with your wife. What are you saying no to? Maybe watching the game. Everything you do, you're saying no to something else. By saying yes to drinking in the eighth inning now, you're saying no to safety. And I'm not a stick in the mud. I like to party. Pull that quote.
It is what it is.
Pull that quote. I like to party. No, but listen, I've been one.
Rich will split a pitcher of root beer with anybody.
Bro, I like to throw back some drinks like the next guy. I like to, you know, have an edible from time to time. I like to have fun. I'm not a lame-o. But I'll tell you this. If you're at the game and you're trying to promote safety.
You are a lame-o, though. You are a lame-o.
Thanks.
All right.
If you're trying
Yeah, I agree.
If you're Thanks, Joel. If you're trying to promote safety.
Thirded.
If you're trying to promote safety, then don't give me this hogwash that like, oh, it's for, you know, we're just... No, you're looking at it as the game sped up, you lost some alcohol sales and some vending sales, and you're trying to make up for it.
That's exactly what happened.
Who's the guy over there picketing that the concessions are still open? That's Rich!
Yeah, but I do agree with Rich, and I do agree with Matt Strom. Like, it is what it is. Like, don't insult our intelligence. The reason you're extending it is because you got hit in the pocket because of the time clock, the pitch clock.
Yeah, and when you see a Dodger Stadium release, that sounded weird, Dodger Stadium release. When you see all these people coming out of the stadium, going to their cars, I'm not safety patrol guy. But there's a lot of people that probably shouldn't be getting behind the wheel of a car. But if you stop them in the seventh inning, they have a coffee, they sober up a little bit, Shit. You got an hour. That at least helps the cause.
So now you're extending to eighth, now and you're have saying, shorter innings.
Shorter innings, you're extending. So, I'm just saying, like, Spot, you can't.
Are you saying they should switch all beer sales to coffee sales?
I mean, but one could say, though, Spot, like, hey, how about you be a responsible adult?
I was just
going to
say that.
Don't put it on teams.
These are adults.
Right.
And if you're trashed,
that's on you.
That's on if you're going to have one, let's say one more beer that you can squeeze in over an inning, chances are by the seventh inning,
you're pretty hammered.
You're already hammered.
Yeah, but Spot,
and that one beer, while limiting the access, is doing something.
It's not going
to push the people that need it over the edge. Mm-hmm. The people that need to have it stopped, should be cut off in the fourth inning.
I know. I'm just saying
because
that.
Because they've probably pounded already five beers by the fourth inning.
Which is excessive.
Even
if you don't, even if you say, well, that's a little conservative, that's lame. They cut beer sales and alcohol sales off in the seventh inning for a reason. Because you know what? Most people, we talked about at the beginning of the show. Why do things get ruined? Because no one could be responsible, right? We said it at the beginning of the show. We're saying so many things in life get canceled because someone messes up. And you know what? In this case, it's a lot of people drinking and driving and causing some problems.
And
now you're going to push it back to the eighth inning?
We knew this was going to happen. We're like, well, what's going to happen with the pitch clock? People are not going to want to wait in line. Concession stands are going to take a hit. It did happen. They realized it. And Danny G, I believe off the air, you said something about if you're going to make changes, if MLB is going to make changes, they have to deal with those consequences. There's going to be repercussions.
Well, let's be honest. If you're going to the ball game and you're driving anyway, you should be limiting yourself to, one or two drinks anyway. And if you stop, if you have those early in the game, you have a cup of coffee, you have a water, you have some food, that's a way different story than some J.O. pounding beers now in the eighth inning.
I go back to what Covino said. These are adults. Just because it's there doesn't mean you have to have it. If you know you're driving, then you stop earlier. Because you're a responsible adult.
Cut yourself
if
off
you're
now, maybe sixth inning.
A passenger, you can drink into the eighth inning. But how is it any different than a bar?
You think these boneheads?
How is it any different than a bar or restaurant?
You think these boneheads are being responsible?
It's only different because, like as Rich said, MLB took this family-friendly approach, this safety approach by saying we're cutting it out at the seventh inning for these reasons.
And even stuff like
now all of a sudden it doesn't matter.
Even stuff like we're putting up the nets for foul balls not to hurt people. Hey, but keep pounding those drinks.
So again, MLB games have been considerably shorter this season, largely thanks to the series of rule changes, mainly the pitch clock. And through the first week and a half of the season, average game time's down 31 minutes, on track to be the sport's lowest since 1984. And to combat the time crunch with the shorter games, at least four teams right now, the Diamondbacks, Rangers, Twins, and Brewers, have extended alcohol sales through the eighth inning. So where it used to be cut off at seventh inning is now eighth inning. Why? Because they're getting hit in the pocket, in the wallet. And Danny G, how did you put it earlier? You're like, hey, too bad. Isn't this what you called tough tatas?
Yeah, I said this is a little case of, hey, tough tatas. Like, if you don't like it, I mean.
You can't have your cake and eat it, too.
Yeah.
If you want the game to cater to a younger audience because now it goes faster, everybody's attention spans are shorter in our country, then something's got to give.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Steve Covino, that is Rich Davis. Spot is on the videos. He's on the social media at Covino and Rich, at Covino and Rich, at Steve Covino, at Rich Davis. Joel on the ones and twos. Danny G.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the phones at 877-99 on Fox. I want to shout out the iHeartRadio app. If you're listening on the app, if you're on your way to work, it's Friday. You're probably extra casual today, wearing your slacks, wearing a nice little polo. Maybe you're wearing pajama pants. Who knows? All the affiliates, thank you for hanging out with us. It's always a pleasure being here in for Dan Patrick.
Now, we're going to talk Pete Rose later. He's celebrating a birthday. We're going to talk Metallica. We're going to talk about food fights and something I'm going to call Tough Tatas. It's a story about drinking at the stadium that I'm going to unleash about.
Okay.
I can't wait. But your phone calls, they're all lit, so let's get to them. Your threshold of pain as a fan. Yankees were losing 9-0 yesterday. I'm not a Yankees guy, but I know my good buddy Steve Covino here is the moron that kept watching.
No,
you're
the
losing.
Real fan.
You're losing.
I'm not glued in the way I normally would be, but I have it on and I'm still watching, but I'm checking my phone. Like I said, I started cleaning up. I was angrily cleaning up the house, but I still had the TV on. I'm still waiting to see what we watch sports for. An amazing comeback. Again, you're robbing yourself of these great moments if you tune out.
It's an April baseball game, dude. It's an April baseball game.
With this mentality, just this past weekend, Brian Mendoza was fighting Sebastian Fundora. It's a boxing match.
What's his name? Fedora?
Sebastian Fundora. He's like a 7 foot tall, like lightweight.
No, right. Missed that one spot.
Well, anyway, hold on. Here's the point. Brian Mendoza was getting his ass kicked. He lost every round.
You have a puncher's chance. It's boxing. Get out of here.
When you got a lineup like the Yankees, or most teams in MLB have the ability to come back and make it close. You know, oh, wow, now it's 11-6. Score two. Oh, 11-8. Like, what makes you think it's so impossible? And those are the memories that you make and live for as a sports fan. You tune out. It's a character flaw, in fact. And a guy that I respect a lot, Mike, who runs this place, I really like Mike, and I trust his opinion. He says he never tunes out of a game early and never left the game early because that's why we watch.
Never heard of him.
All I'm saying is that you say character flaw. I say I'm a reasonable, smart guy. There's 162 baseball games. Last I checked, let me look at my phone here. It's April 14th.
You're a fair-weathered guy.
You are 14 games into the MLB season.
Yeah,
if it's 9-0 in the first.
I enjoy it.
I look at these as opportunities, right, Joel? Like, you know what? What do I need to do? Oh, let me go food shopping. Or, oh, my daughter's been asking me to, I don't know. Do color forms with her or shrink-a-dinks or I don't know. Whatever you could do. Oh, your wife's been busting your ass to, do something in the yard. You do that when your team is losing 11-0 in the third inning. That's when you say, honey, I got you today. Because it's a waste. I'm never going to be the ass that's sitting around. And does no one ever go out with their spouse or girlfriend or kids? Are you watching 162 games, 9 innings? This is your opportunity. This turns into shucks, my team's down 9-0. We'll get it tomorrow, guys. And if the team does make a comeback, I'm on multiple text message threads with my friends in every sport. If there's a comeback, let's say it was 9-0.
What do you do, fast forward the boring scenes of movies you hate?
I wish. If it was.
Yeah, he goes right to the end. Just because, you know.
Yeah, I go straight to an Andy Dufresne Escape Shawshank. I don't need to see the rest.
I'm telling you.
All right, let's go to Matt in Ohio. Matt, tell me you're not an ass clown like Covino.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, brother? How are you?
I love listening to you guys. I had to point out one thing real quick.
Yeah.
I can't figure out which one of you guys it is. When you get on one of your rants, you sound like Sebastian Maniscalco.
That's Covino.
I guess that's
Covino?
Oh well, hold on. I'm Covino.
That's a good thing.
I'm my dad's Italian. My mom is Mexicana.
Aren't you embarrassed?
And I'm from New Jersey, so maybe me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Might be
you guys make my day and every day. And then I was gonna throw in the Fairweather fan thing real quick. I'm a diehard Notre Dame fan, so usually they don't do too well in the primetime games. So I'll try to go to sleep all angry when they're losing by a couple touchdowns or 3 touchdowns. Then I'll like put the TV on and get more angry because they're losing by more. And then, you know, start feeling my heartbeat on my eyeball and stuff.
Hey, Matt, listen.
And, then I don't sleep at all.
The teams I root for have not won anything in a long time. I always watch.
So maybe this also you're saying is the loser's mentality.
I go to games a lot. I playoff games, if I have an opportunity, I'm traveling. I'm a pretty damn good fan of my team. It doesn't make me a bad
Rich
fan.
Rich is the guy. If he's on your team, he's like no longer really engaged. I'm the guy like, come on, man. Yo, we're still in this. Let's go. Let's go.
But Rich plays softball. Has he ever been down 9 runs?
I hope not because he's already tuned
in.
We're down 10 runs. Know what I'm doing, Joel? I'm batting lefty, and I'm like, God, who wants to play shortstop? I'll catch.
No, I'll be the guy.
Let's rotate it around.
I thought you were going to say you're at In-N-Out on Kester.
Yeah. Wait, we're down 10-0 in softball? I'm going to be at Chipotle. Call me, God. Text me when I'm at. I'll DH. Text me when I'm almost done.
I subscribe to the legendary words of Steve Perry. Don't stop believing, bro.
What if you're down 9 runs and it's your fault?
You'll stick around then, huh? You'll stay.
Joel, it doesn't make me fair weather. It makes me smart. Sometimes like, we gotta
keep saying that, but no. I tried to say, if I would have tuned out of that fight, I wouldn't have seen Mendoza come back with a nasty knockout in the seventh round. A dude was losing every round. That fight was over as far as any expert would have called it.
Yeah, but
he lost. And that happens all the time.
Yeah, boxing,
every day
UFC,
we talk about like things we've never seen in sports. No, you sound like a clown.
You're talking about fighting, and you're using something in your argument that makes sense, because everyone has a puncher's chance. A fighter in UFC could, you know, you can catch someone with a knee to the nose and all of a sudden they're knocked out. If the Yankees are down 9-0 in the first inning, to me, that's your opportunity to be like, they don't have it.
Punch
today
is called a grand slam.
Oh, and that's
called
9-4.
A turnover
still
in football.
All right.
It's
Bill,
called a sweet run in basketball. It happens all the time. You're just not a part of it because you'd rather watch Blue's Clues.
I'm watching Bubble Guppies. I'd rather be a good dad. Bill in Omaha. What's up, Bill?
That's commendable, but that's not your real reason.
Yo, Bill, I'm telling you, man.
Hey, Rich, I got to tell you, he's lying. I'm in Covino's corner.
Okay.
Now, I love all sports, but I'm a diehard Cardinals fan. And years ago, when I was a young man, you know, big Cubs-Cardinal rivalries, it was literally like, the Yankees game. The Cubs ran out onto the Cardinals about 8-0, something like that.
Yeah, Ryan Sandberg and Andre Dawson were hitting bombs, and you were a little boy, and you probably should have turned the game off.
No, I was an adult, right?
Okay.
And it was for all intents and purposes, you think that game is over, but I hung into that thing. Cardinals came back, won 10-9, and it's like that's been my mentality ever since.
And by the way, what year was this?
Oh, gosh. Probably 2003.
Dude.
You know, 2002.
20 years ago, and he's still talking about it.
But even, I mean, when you have people who have a skill level like that on the pros, and they're paid, it's like I never want to turn it off, because you get something like Houston v. Bills in the playoffs.
If Rich told me that he
tuned out and he started making puzzles with his kids, but the game was still on, I completely understand. Now, we're giving away footballs all throughout the hour, so write the number down, 877-99 on Fox, CNR on FSR, Fox Sports Radio, bribery, Nerf footballs, keep it in your trunk in case a mean game breaks out. You got an extra ball. Give it to your kid. Give it to your nose-picking nephew. But get it. It's free. So give us a call and tell us what you learned this week as we filled in
for
the Dan Patrick hat trick.
It's simple. Call up. Let us know what you learned. And you got a free foosball.
Well, Dan does, at the end of his show, what did you learn today? We're going to say, well, what did you learn this week? It could be about us. It could be about anything. Let us know, and we'll hook you up. Danny G's on the phones at 877-99 on Fox.
Now, before we get into Pete Rose and food fights and what to watch this weekend, we forgot to tell you the payoff to the greatest tease of all time. I said you and Spot got in one of your biggest arguments based on Nick Cage.
So you know what you're doing right now, though? You're overpromising, and now Spot's going to underproduce.
Oh,
and that's the worst thing in life.
Yeah.
Never overpromise and underproduce. You overhype the story, putting all the pressure on Spot to make some outlandish sort of punchline out of it, when it's a good story, but it's not like the best story.
You're right.
So why did you overhype it? Why don't you tell the story?
Let's not tell it.
No, but since Rich put all this hype around it, why don't you tell it?
I agree. You never want to overpromise. It's like when you tell a girl, like, yeah, I'm going to rock your world, and you don't.
You never do. Or you say, oh, we're going to go 2 or 3 rounds. No, you're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
It ended with me stabbing Covino in the side.
Just tell the story, right, and end it with that. That way we're not letting anyone down, because Rich overhyped the story.
I didn't overhype it. You guys, I've never seen Spot get mad at Covino at this level.
We've been working together almost 20 years.
Oh,
we fought about a lot of things. And the reason we even bring up Nick Cage is he has a new movie out.
Yeah.
His clips have gone viral talking about his top 5 movies. They're movies that we don't even care about. But that's usually the case.
You know what? There's very few times that Spot has asked you to take a picture for him.
Right.
Very few times. Spot, you got your picture taken with Betty White. Rest in peace when she was alive.
Yeah, like as a producer of a radio show, when you have people on, like obviously the hosts are the most important, but occasionally
I'll say
you want to occasionally you are such a fan of someone that you also want a photo.
Of course. And yeah, like spot you, Chris Martin or Coldplay.
Huge fan.
Betty White, like Betty some White. Of Spot's favorites. And Nick Cage was on our show. We were lucky enough years ago.
Legendary actor.
And Spot's like, hey, Covino, just take a quick pic. And Nick Cage's like, sure, Spot. I would love to.
His big famous face.
Covino takes Spot's phone.
Come here, big guy. Let me put my arm around you.
And Covino's like, oh, yeah. Hold on. Got it. Nick Cage leaves. It's the most blurry-ass,
blurriest photo
crappy
I've ever seen
photo
in my life.
Of all time.
Yeah, but now, though, fast forward, 2023, there are apps,
yeah, there are apps
that are able to make it the greatest photo ever. Like, I'll just give an example. It's not a sponsor or anything. It's like Pixel Up, if you just enter that photo, if you have an old Polaroid or an old blurry photo, anything, you know, it'll make it clear. So now it looks all right. But back then he hated me.
Yeah.
And he was so mad he stabbed
so
me in the
I
neck.
So mad I stabbed him.
Oh,
in
yeah.
The neck.
Oh,
neck.
Yeah. Okay. See?
The worst fight we've ever had.
And I was like, Spot, I'm sorry. I was in a rush. I'm not good at taking photos. And Spot was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, ah.
Man.
He stabbed me in the neck.
What a story.
And that's why I have the scar right here. Greatest story ever told.
Man. Yeah. You were right, Rich.
Yeah, Rich, you're right. I'm glad I told a story now.
I hate you guys. I just it's the weekend here yet.
I just couldn't believe that Spot stabbed me because I took
in
a blurry photo.
In the neck because of a blurry photo.
I'll never be able to.
Look at the clock. It's almost time for weekend hobnobby.
There it is.
Oh, boy.
But Danny G, we learned something, right? Is that what we're doing? We're giving away things?
Yeah.
If you're telling a story that goes nowhere and you're feeling that you lost the audience and you know there's not a really good payoff and you're wishing mid-story that you never started it, end it with... And then I stabbed the guy in the neck. And
Or I soiled my pants.
And then I soiled my
what?
Pants.
Yeah,
they're going to be like, wait, wow.
Change the story.
Man, that story really took a weird turn.
You know what?
Maybe, I know. I told you it was a good one.
Maybe it wasn't a great story. Moving on. Getting people on the phone for what they learned this week. In the meantime, I do want to bring up Pete Rose. We mentioned it before the break. And just something to be said. Give the guy his credit.
His flowers.
His flowers before he's dead. I'm not saying he's on, you know, death's door, but he's in his 80s. Are we going to wait till Pete Rose is gone and then finally say, well, we should let him in the Hall of Fame now? Every sponsorship on Fox, ESPN, CBS, NBC, Thursday Night Football, NBA on TNT.
I mean, it's ridiculous, no, dude. You look at his stats. He played 24 years, but you know he played 162 games? Like, full on, like, so many times.
The reason I bring up all those networks is because they're all sponsored by DraftKings, FanDuel, BetMGM, this one, Barstool Sportsbook. Everything sponsored by a gambling site. Mid-game, I'm watching the Mets, and they're like, Mets are down by 2. The live betting right now is plus 180 for the Mets to win. They're giving in-game live bets.
Yeah, but he was betting for his own teams to win. To win.
No, I'm not saying judge him by today's standard, but I'm saying like...
You kind of are.
The world is so immersed in gambling now where it could be pregame and they'll be like, hey, Ron Darling, what do you think? They got Scherzer's strikeout set at 6.5 over under. They're making predictions. Now, back in the day, you couldn't even breathe of gambling on sports talk radio, sports TV. It was taboo. It was like, remember back in the day, wrestling, you couldn't talk about the other federation. You had to pretend they didn't exist. It was so frowned upon that now the world revolves around it. Some of these shows, like, think of everything.
Yeah,
it does
make everybody, including the MLB, feel a little hypocritical.
Dude, I've always
like,
loved...
what a hypocrite. You're going to still take it out on Pete Rose. He's 82. He's old. Let him in.
Bro, I've always
4,256 hits. He dedicated 24 years to the league. Think of how much money. That's a debate in itself. Did he end up losing a lot of money, or did he actually make out from all the autograph signings he did throughout the years?
I've seen Pete Rose sitting in a casino with a not big crowd, and I felt bad. I'm like, oh, look at me just sitting there waiting for someone to autograph something. But I read a story that said there were times where Pete Rose was making $1 million a month in appearances. So, I mean, he could have been coaching, could have been a manager in the bigs.
He robbed him of that. Or you could say, hey, you lie in the bed you make.
No, I agree, and I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying, after
years, what you're saying is that bed is made. He's 82. Gambling is not a big deal in today's world.
And
get him in.
If anything, he paid the price because the second half of his career, we forget, this dude's 82. From the time he was 40-something and he hung it up, player, coach, Remember he was like a player manager for a while? Pete Rose, I always picture him.
One of the last, as far as I
remember.
Yeah,
I always picture him sliding into third base, diving with his floppy hair, his helmet flying off.
With his little pumpkin pie haircut.
His Dutch boy haircut.
His little Captain Kangaroo hairdo. Yeah, but I mean, he's a legend, dude. He deserves it. Again, I think it is time. I do agree with you, but you know, there was a reason.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else that hey, it's time. Or give this guy his flowers. He doesn't get the props he deserves. Sometimes it is a matter of the bed you made. Like, we brought up Eddie Murray, right? Like, Hall of Famer, but like, no one really talks about him because he was a bit of a jerk, right? But doesn't he deserve more props? Don't you just want to give him props? He's old.
I do. Like, but point is, Pete Rose, I'm not making an excuse for any wrongdoings he did, but I'm like, there comes a point where he paid the price from 40-something to 80-something, Covino. Half his life, he has been followed around by the stigma of not a Hall of Famer, cheat, and gambler. Like, can we give the guy a break now? He's in his 80s. He paid the price. The second half of his life, he was shunned by the thing he loved, Major League Baseball. He did his time. You know what it's like, Danny? It's like someone that got popped for having a joint on them, and now like people are smoking weed everywhere. It's like, I get it. You did wrong then, but it's legal now. Spot, you see people walking down the street smoking a joint. There's people that are in jail because they had one little half a joint on them.
Mm-hmm. Give Pete Rose his props.
Thanks,
it's his birthday. Mm-hmm. Now, Rich, I mean,
I don't know what to add to that, Rich.
You said it.
He was busy with a joint in his mouth.
Yeah.
Rich is talking a big game. You know, it's his birthday. What did you do? I sent him an edible arrangement.
Of edibles?
I sent him a card. You know, if he deserves his props and his flowers, I mean, what did you do? Just give him a birthday shout-out?
I made a 5-team parlay, and I said I'd split it with him.
Oh, okay. No. There you go. So, again, today, the reason we're even bringing it up, and I loved Pete Rose as an analyst. I thought he was great on TV.
I bet the Reds money line. What? That's what I did.
But, again, Pete Rose rubbed people the wrong way. You know, it's really funny. You could get a real sense of the type of guy he is in the new Reggie Jackson documentary. You know, it might be something you could watch this weekend, a little weekend hobnob, and we'll be talking about that later. There's a Reggie Jackson documentary, brand new, on Amazon, and it starts off with a phone call from Pete Rose to Reggie Jackson. And it's cool to just hear their camaraderie, you know, two legends like calling each other on the phone. Very old school in itself, because who calls anybody nowadays? But he calls him up and he's like busting his chops. That's the nice way to say it, right?
Yeah.
So Pete Rose is just busting Reggie Jackson's chops on, you know, whether or not he's going to show up and, hey, you going to be there? Hey, I'm Pete Rose. He's a chop buster kind of guy. He's old school. He turns 82 today.
I get it.
We give him his flowers. He did wrong,
but he paid his price
and he did his time.
It's time.
Get him in there before it's too late. And it's a lesson learned just in life. You know, tell that person you love them while they're around. You know, call up your buddy before it's too late.
Yeah.
Honor people while they're here to appreciate it.
Yeah.
Like, I was happy to hear.
My fear.
Rich and I were happy to hear that John Madden was able to see his documentary before he passed. Yeah. That was awesome. And, you know, George Foreman's still around to see that movie made about him.
Yeah,
so many times people are recognized when it's too late and after the fact.
It would be a pet peeve of mine if in 10 years from now, let's say, God forbid, Pete Rose ain't here no more, lives to 90. And then they're like, yeah, Pete Rose, rest in peace. You know what? Let's put him in the Hall of Fame. Why then? That would stink. Let the guy back in the mix. He did his time. Listen, he gambled on himself, which is wrong. But 40 years, dude, 40 plus years, like, this guy's been out of baseball.
You know who we did this to? And not because he cheated or anything like that, but Kenny Stabler. He did not get his props. He was so important to the NFL. And then after he passes away, they put him into the Hall of Fame.
His
family was so upset, and so were football fans.
That's what we're saying can't happen to a legend like this.
And I feel I feel like that's why I'm bringing it up, because I feel like what's going to happen is, you know, God forbid it'll happen and everyone dies. He'll be 90-something. We'll lose Pete Rose in 10 years from now. And then they'll be like, you know what we should do in honor of Pete Rose dying? Let's put him in the Hall. How about we do it now? Give the guy a couple of years to appreciate it. If you disagree with me, I don't know what to tell you.
His numbers are undeniable. Yeah, His dedication to the game, what he meant to the game, undeniable. And still, I saw a meme yesterday, though. I'm making this up, but it was like, if Pete Rose went
740 for 740, his career batting average still wouldn't beat Tony Gwynn's. That's how great Tony Gwynn was. But yeah. He gets his flowers. Give Pete Rose his props. That's all we're saying here on the Covino and Rich Show. And happy birthday, Pete!
Petey Pete. All right, let's give away some football, some bribery balls. Start with Mike in Wisconsin. Mike, what did you learn this week on CNR filling in for Dan Patrick?
So I learned that the Karate Kid is a sports movie. And all the times that me and my buddies have sat and ranked sports movies, not once have anybody mentioned Karate Kid. But now that's a factor.
Thanks to moi.
Oh, Steve Covino, everybody, the genius.
We debated it. We talked about the greatest sports movies. And, yeah, it's my tops.
You know why?
Because I'm the best around. No one's going to ever keep him down. Exactly.
Sure. You know what? You got to say, if karate is a sport, Karate Kid, sports karate movie.
Hello, UFC, mixed martial arts. Absolutely.
Thank you, Mike. Let's go to Nick in Virginia Beach. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Really loving the Patrick hat trick. You guys have done great this week.
Thanks, man. Always fun.
Hey, I've actually learned a few things. It's kind of a little recap. You guys were talking about crazy sports parents yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was repping little kids soccer when I was in high school. I had to inspect all the kids' equipment before every game. Saw one kid was wearing baseball cleats. For anyone who doesn't know, baseball cleats have a front spike. Soccer cleats do not. Very dangerous when you're kicking all the time.
Yeah.
So I had to inform this woman that her kid was not going to be able to play. And it's nice to be reamed out by a middle-aged soccer mom who didn't take the time to look at the names above the Dick's Sporting Goods cleat section.
Yeah.
So I'll leave it there.
Well, you know what? We learned that there's crazy parents everywhere.
Yeah. So Nick learned about crazy parents. Mike learned about the Karate Kid. Ralph in New York, what did you learn this week with Covino and Rich?
All right, guys. Here's what I learned. And I'm not mentioning any names, but I learned that someone in the studio is more than willing to make out with an older religious guy to have a team win a championship.
That is true. Ralph, I'll own it. I would suck the Dalai Lama's tongue for the Mets to win a World Series. Creepy hypothetical of the week on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, by the way, based on a true story, just for the record, where he asked a little boy to suck his tongue.
Well, you're in luck. Come on in!
The Dalai Lama's here.
He's here. So again, you get a bribery ball. Thanks for the call. What did you learn this week? Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick.
Covino, really quick, if you get through this hour, make sure you keep holding. That way I can get your info to mail off the Nerf football team.
Perfect. Perfect. We'll take two more. Give away some Nerf footballs.
And we'll do it throughout the hour.
Sure. Let's go to Brendan in L.A. What did you learn this week? CNR in for Dan Patrick.
Gentlemen, I learned that despite your encyclopedic knowledge of film, of sports films, my two favorites, Raging Bull, Martin Scorsese, and Burt Reynolds' The Longest Yard, were not on your list.
You know what?
I'm very surprised Raging Bull wasn't even mentioned. I don't think it was mentioned.
Those are two good ones. Yeah. And you know what it comes down to, Brendan? I'll be honest. I'm in my early 40s. They're just a little older for me. Yeah. Raging Bull and Longest Yard.
Did you like the Sandler Longest Yard remake?
Oh, yes. No one brought up Waterboy.
I think you're right.
No one brought up Waterboy, speaking of the Sandler.
And is Happy Gilmore a sports movie?
I believe it is. And no one brought up Happy Gilmore.
Okay, but they're good movies. We were talking like greatest.
No, Happy Gilmore is a classic movie.
It's a classic, but it's not in the category of The Natural, right? Or like Field of Dreams.
We were at Buffalo Wild Wings with Danny G watching the Lakers game the other night, and we saw the ads. Carl Weathers is doing golf club ads as Chubbs Peterson.
With the hand?
With the wooden hand.
No.
And I'm like, yo, that's so cool. 25 years later, Carl Weathers making money as Chubbs. All right, one last one for now. Bubba in Iowa, what did you learn with your buddies Covino and Rich this week?
I learned something. I kind of suspected it for the last year or so, but this week it just nailed it. When DP is gone, honorable mention to Ross Tucker, and back in the day, Clay Travis, he was awesome. But you guys, when we hit Wednesday, and I know you guys are going to finish out, hands down, the best fill-in host.
Oh, man.
When DP hangs it up, you guys are going to hit the big time.
You know what?
Give this guy two balls.
Give this guy two balls.
Yeah. How many kids you got?
You do just what DP does. You blend entertainment, sports, the Little League stories. I mean, I was the exact opposite. I was no Little League All-Star. My first year, I played for County Market in Little League, and I was the fat kid, and I had a zero batting average all season. Even the little skinny, nerdy kids ended up getting on base, and I never did. And you guys brought all that back.
You know,
so.
Bubba, I'll tell you this, though. Thank you, Bubba. You know what you did? You found your personality and found things you're good at. I always thought
he found his role on the team.
Yeah,
sure.
Let's send this guy a chocolate bar, Mr. Beast chocolate bar.
Yeah. And you get a Mr. Beast bar, bro.
You know,
Covino and I have a theory, Danny G, that...
What about his neighbor?
What about my brother? Little League is life in that if you're good at it, it's a kid's first introduction to confidence, right? If you're a good Little League player, Pop Warner football, PAL basketball, if you're a good athlete as a kid, it gives you your first confidence. If you're not, you learn how to interact with other young boys or girls, and you become the funny kid or the wisecrack kid, or you turn to music. Little League sort of defines.
Yeah, if you stink at it, you find what you're good at.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You know, I was in homeroom with How We Do It.
I love that clip.
He was in my homeroom.
I love that dumb clip on
Covino,
TikTok.
Here, do it.
Present.
He always said present.
Yeah.
Present. How We Do It. Nice guy.
Have you seen that, Danny G, on TikTok and Instagram?
Yeah, I have.
There's a dude whose name is How We Do It.
Yeah, he was in my homeroom.
This is how we do it.
I'm Covino. That is Rich. It's Covino and Rich.
He graduated from Pepperdine.
Yeah.
I want to thank Joel. Joel on the ones and twos. Yeah. We've had a fun week.
Yes, sir.
The Dan Patrick hat trick's always fun working with you, Joel. Of course, Danny G, always super producing. Nick Cope on the updates. And all the Dan Patrick fans and listeners hanging out with us right now. We appreciate you guys. Always fun to be here. Remember to check us out 2 p.m. every week on the West. That's 5 on the East. Or just search Covino and Rich on the podcast. Now, before we get into weekend hobnobbing, want to give away one more bribery ball?
I do. Let's say what's up to Bill in Colorado. Bill, what did you learn this week with Covino and Rich?
Well, I learned that Mr. Beast makes a chocolate bar that makes both the Little Leaguers and Little League moms both lose their minds a little bit.
It's true. Yeah, it's
and
true.
I also learned that Trevino and Rich bribe grown men with Nerf balls.
Yeah. Yes.
We bribe grown men with our balls so that you listen to our show. And we're not hiding it. Yeah. We're not trying to like cover it up like the MLB. We're just straight up and honest. Thank you, Bill. And if you want to see that clip of kids going wild for Mr. Beast chocolate bars, there's a clip titled Crazy Little League Parents, and it's up right now at Covino and Rich on social media. But it's time for Weekend Hobnobbing.
Living for the weekend.
You're winning bets for talking points if you get stuck socializing.
You ever done anything dangerous?
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
That is dangerous.
Friday brings us Weekend Hobnobbing.
All right, so what you need to watch this weekend in the world of sports and pop culture so that you know what's going on come Monday, all right? We're trying to keep you well-rounded, Covino and Rich Styles, Fox Sports Radio. Again, I'm Covino, just a little kid from Union, New Jersey, and I'm going to kick it off. Funny. I think we're going to have a few in common this week.
Okay, what do you got? Let's see.
All right, because I'm starting off with Love is Blind.
I mean, you have to.
Love is Blind, right? The finale's this weekend.
Yeah.
I always make fun of Rich for watching trash TV.
Trash.
But this is the best trash TV.
No.
It's better than The Bachelor and The Borchler and all this other nonsense. Love
top
is Blind.
Top shelf trash.
It's top shelf, man.
Oh, yeah. This
and
is
the
good
payoff
stuff.
Is tonight.
This is the good stuff. This is the, yo, give me the good stuff. Love is Blind season 4. We're going to see who gets stood up at the altar and who actually gets married. Spot, you're just missing out. You don't get it.
Yeah, no, it really is.
I can see if you resist The Bachelor or other ones, but Love is Blind really is the dumbest awesome experiment.
Now, I'm hearing there's a lot of great shows on Apple TV. I don't have Apple TV, but hear me out.
You're gonna get
I'm hearing
today.
Great things about Shrinking and Tetris, and there's a documentary coming out next month. It's called Still, a Michael J. Fox story. A story and documentary about Michael J. Fox, and it looks fantastic. For that reason, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get Apple TV because I need to catch up on Ted Lasso. So I'm going to start Ted Lasso this weekend, Rich. I know, you know, I made fun of you, but you're telling me that this season's great. So I got to get on it. And I know you guys are going to talk basketball because there's some great games this weekend.
I got one in particular.
So, okay, yeah. So I'm going to say UFC fight night tomorrow night. Max Holloway, Arnold Allen in a featherweight match for the ages. So if you're a UFC guy and you're still excited about Adesanya winning last week, again, Max Holloway, featherweight fight tomorrow, UFC.
All right, couple things for you guys. I'm going to continue watching Beef with Ali Wong and Glenn from The Walking Dead, Steven Yeun.
Steven Yeun, yeah, that's on Netflix.
Seems like a dark comedy, so I'll give that a shot. Beef, Love is Blind season 4, like you said. And my wife and I are watching something. Danny G.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Netflix, you said, right?
Jury Duty on Amazon.
Weak.
Jury Duty is so good, Spot. Are you saying weak?
His joke.
His beef
his
joke? Yeah,
beef
I agree.
Joke no, he says weak because I just beefed.
Gross.
Sorry about that.
Jury Duty. Let me give you the rundown. It's real quick. It's sort of like Impractical Jokers meets Truman Show. James Marsden is the only actor you would know in it. It's a guy on jury duty that thinks he's really on jury duty. He's the one guy not in on it.
So everyone, it's like the Truman Show.
Yeah, everyone else is an actor except this one guy, and everyone's a character, and it's a disaster. So it's sort of like a hidden camera funny show. It's on Amazon. They're half-hour episodes, Jury Duty. So Jury Duty, Beef, Love is Blind, and the one NBA game. There's an NBA game and a baseball game I'm going to point you to. NBA, I want to see if the Warriors still got it, man. They're saying, is it their last dance? Warriors-Kings tomorrow night. It's the late game, round one of the playoffs. Sacramento is obviously favored. And tonight, I know I'm a Mets fan, but Senga is 2-0, and that ghost pitch, the forkball, is working. They're playing the A's, who are like a minor league team. So this could be like a huge start for him. Like this could be like a 10-strikeout dominant performance. So Cody Senga, Mets rookie from Japan, starting tonight.
Nice. Danny G, what do you got?
I'll start with the NBA playoffs. My favorite NBA team, the Lakers at the Grizzlies. Game 1 this Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern. Can't wait to see LeBron versus Ja. Let's go.
That's good.
And then we already talked about Love is Blind, so I'll talk about the other trash show my wife and I have been watching. Survivor season number...
Trash.
Guess which season this is.
47.
27.
44.
Oh, it's close.
Jeff Probst, closer. He's back for his 22nd year, but the cast on 44, you would love it. My wife says it's a bunch of nerds and weenies. The medics have already been out 3 times in episode 1.
Oh, got soft.
Yo, someone tell Jeff Probst the tribe has spoken enough. Like, it's time for, like, let's move it along. The
tribe is done speaking.
Yeah, wait, so is this a new season, Danny?
Yes.
G?
The tribe has said it all.
You know what? Unfortunately, I'll probably be watching too because my girlfriend watches that show.
Trash.
A lot of people grew up with that trash, yeah. Spotty.
I know. It's been around for 20-something years. I remember, 40-something. Yeah. Joel, Spotty, anything you guys are checking out this weekend?
I'm just going to do NBA, NBA, NBA. But now that Covina has mentioned the Reggie Jackson story.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good one. Wonder why they made his face so big on the advertisement. But I'll check
advertisement.
It out.
Like,
yeah, I love
like
advertisement,
that.
Joel. And I'm telling you, I think you'll enjoy it. It's really in-depth. It's a really in-depth story about the life of Reggie Jackson.
And all his obstacles and everything. I mean, remember, he was the straw that stirred the drink.
And his era as a black ball player. You know, he was after Willie Mays and Jackie Robinson and Bob Gibson and all those guys. He still had to deal with a lot of struggles.
And think of all the fights with Billy Martin and Lou Piniella.
That's on Amazon, by the way.
The main thing I'll be watching is the inside of my eyelids to catch up on 3 days of sleep.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And
the Dan Patrick Hatcher got the best of it.
Yeah, and The Night Agent I've been wanting to watch on Netflix. I hear great things about it. Came out a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it's cool. I watched the first episode. Yeah. I got to get back in.
Well, also in theaters, Renfield, if you want to go check out Nick Cage.
Oh, yeah, the Dracula
Air
movie.
None of us have mentioned Air,
Michael Jordan story.
Shoe story.
If that's on the Amazon,
shoe story.
If you could buy that on Amazon, I might do that. All right, guys, have a great weekend. At Covina on Rich, thank you, Dan Patrick. We'll see you guys next week. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Have a good weekend.
Goodbye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.